that goes on, that, I mean, it's hard to deal with women, man.
After the Luigi incident, I had made a video talking about him. Looks washing the crime, I called it. How Luigi was trying to fight a war that wasn't his. And also for reasons he didn't fully understand. It is a line I like from one of the Max Payne 3 exit screens. It was something like, I was waging a war that wasn't mine for reasons I didn't fully understand. Perfectly describes a lot of people, especially in this day and age, where religion has taken a backseat in the West. People just want there to be a reason, a meaning, to their lives. I am not gonna talk about Luigi much in this video, the Saint Luigi video, but you can tell, he's a man of conviction. A misplaced conviction maybe, but conviction nonetheless. You can see it in his eyes, there is this look in his eyes. He was like, oh, this is an insult to the American public's intelligence. Brother, you have overrated the oofy doofy. And now you are gonna pay for it. You are gonna do life in prison. And what happened at the end? You got ratted out by some McDonald's wager agee working for minimum wage. Was it worth it? You came from wealth, coming from a rich family. I mean, his family owned stuff, probably people too. His family was actually richer than the CEO he killed. Think about that, bro. Got master's degree in computer science, an actual degree from Ivy League. Clearly above average intelligence, right? Above average looks. There is a proper good lifer. He had a lot more in common with that CEO than the people he threw his life away for. And at the end, who ratted you out? One of those people who would be denied coverage by the United Healthcare. And for what? For 50k that the oofy doofy isn't even gonna get. Guys, saving the oofy doofy could be a movie at best. It is a pipe dream. It can be a Hollywood movie at best. Luigi should have been shoulder to shoulder with that CEO, giving people what they really want. Like I said, conviction, but a misguided one, stemming from the human instinct to search for meaning in life. It is very hard, guys. Sometimes it is really hard to go through life, to come to terms with the notion that, you are just going through the motions just for the sake of it. Because a big part of life is just mundane repetition. There is no meaning, especially in a world where religion is becoming less and less prevalent, right? This whole thing is getting harder to deal with, harder to cope, even for normies. It is not only sufferers dealing with this, because this ride will be over. One day. Nobody's promised tomorrow. And a lot of people's lives consist of repetitive, mundane tasks at jobs that they simply don't care about. So that pushes a lot of people into the search for meaning. Luigi was one of them. So was the guy who blew up his Cybertruck in front of the Trump Tower on New Year's Eve. Turns out it is some military guy trying to be a hero. Once again, with this team, I'm gonna read the note he has left behind, which is pure comedy, guys. Trust and believe. I mean, the delusion and IQ level radiating off this guy is just truly admirable. Like, this whole search for meaning and hero complex got these midwits running around doing cringe stuff. You are not a hero. This world, Western world we live in, ain't no place for no hero. He was in the military. And of course, people in the military put up with so much BS. And a lot of them just can't handle it. Can't admit that they were just a gun for hire. That is all you were, bro. Doing a job that might be a little bit unethical at times. And getting paid in exchange. Some realize that, understand that, and make their peace with it. And others fool themselves into believing that they are some sort of hero. Fighting for their country. That there is some altruistic motive, patriotism behind their actions. People like Matthew. Matthew was a politics copper, pro-Trump one. This is what he had to say. I am not even going to read out the entire thing, entire cringe overdose document, but just some lines. It reads, fellow service members, veterans, and all Americans, time to wake up. We are being led by weak and feckless leadership who only serve to enrich themselves. Military and vets move on DC starting now. Militias facilitate and augment this activity. Occupy every major road along Fed buildings and the campus of Fed buildings by the hundreds of thousands. lock the highways around town with semis right after everybody gets in. Hold until the purge is complete. Try peaceful means first, but be prepared to fight to get the dams out of the Fed government and military by any means necessary. They all must go, and a hard reset must occur for our country to avoid collapse. We are crumbling because of a lack of self-respect, morals, and respect for others. Sure. Donald Trump. A man of morals and respect for others. It continues. Greed and gluttony has consumed us. The top 1% decided long ago they weren't going to bring everyone else with them. You are cattle to them. We have strayed from family values and corrupted our minds, and I am a prime example of having it all, but it never been enough. The income inequality in this country and cost of living is outrageous. Sure, Trump is fighting for income equality instead. The number of homeless on our street is embarrassing and disgusting. Have some pride and take care of this. Stop obsessing over diversity. We are all diverse and DEI is a cancer. Thankfully, we have rejected the DEI candidate and will have a real president instead of weekend at Bernie's. The real president. We must move on from the culture of weakness and self-enrichment perpetuated by our senior political and military leaders. We are done with the blatant corruption. Our soldiers are done fighting wars without end states or clear objectives. This was not a terrorist attack. It was a wake-up call. Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. What better way to get my point across than a stunt with fireworks and explosives? Why did I personally do it now? I needed to cleanse my mind of the brothers I have lost and relieve myself of the burden of the lives I took. Consider this last sunset of 24 and my actions the end of our sickness and a new chapter of health for our people. Rally around Trump, Musk, Kennedy and ride this wave to the highest hegemony for all Americans. We are second to no one. Comedian. You should have found yourself an open mic, brother. You had potential. Instead of wasting that talent in the military, you should have done stand-up. I mean, what do you even say to this? The irony in this is so obvious, so blatant, it almost feels satirical. Oh, we need to be respectful to other people. Oh, the top 1%, the corrupt rich ruined this country. Oh, family values. And then he goes, thank God we have elected a real president. Rally around Trump and Musk. Guys, he gotta be joking, right?
Are you serious? Like,
hello?
Yeah, wait. tell me you're joking. Seriously, dude, you gotta be joking, right? I'm just saying.
Oh shit.
No, dude, a girl who's working at McDonald's. You gotta be joking. You know what?
No, but the way she said it, bro, it was like, I don't know, man.
Yo, you're killing me. When you go to McDonald's, chicks are going to say to you, the pie is hot. They say that to everybody.
Pause. When was the last time you had some, for real?
Man, when I was, like, 7 years ago when I was 19.
Okay, hang on the phone.
This is the typical oofy doofy I always talk about in my videos. Fighting a war that ain't his for reasons he didn't fully understand. Cause the CPU power ain't there. Guys, the oofy doofy is not always a leftist redditor chugging soy milk. Here you have got the other end of that spectrum, but just as bad of an oofy doofy. His case is actually more comical than Luigi. At least Luigi was more coherent in his ideas and also in his manifesto. But this guy? Oh, brother, we have suffered from income inequality and from the rich long enough. It is time to revolt and rally around Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I bet he was feeling so confident and cool too, writing out that cringe-max text of vomit. Oh, we must take down the corrupt rich. Oh wow, you are the modern Spartacus, brother. I bet he thought his shitty manifesto was some deep and moving masterpiece too. People are gonna read it and they are gonna be moved by this cringe-maxed article. He is talking like people are gonna care about his useless opinions. He's giving orders, oh, occupy the roads. Rally behind Donald Trump and Elon Musk. He thinks so highly of himself, only because he was some sergeant or something in the military. As if anybody gives a single shred of shit. You were just a hired gun for the very same people you were complaining about. And these people exist, guys. They are real. There are countless people like him, like Matthew. Oh, the anti-establishment. Oh, brother, we gotta take down the top 1%. We need a man of moral and family values. We need Donald Trump. A real estate mogul, multi-billionaire out of New York. That is the man he wants you to rally behind. I mean, this was Trump's biggest sell, actually. Biggest accomplishment. I don't know how he pulled it off. How he managed to get all these oofies believe that he's some modern Robin Hood. You know, I don't know how he did it. This gotta be the art of deal, brother. He actually was able to sell this notion that he's anti-establishment. Just another testament to why you shouldn't overrate the average oofy doofy. Like, you got the case of Matthew right here. Oh, I went to Afghanistan for my country. The burden of the lives I have taken. You would think they are joking, but they are not. By the way, I don't even think it's a bad move. Guys, I don't think joining military is necessarily a bad move. Might be a good one, honestly, if you have no prospects, right? If you come from bad environment, if you are a no-hoper in general, it is simply much better than working retail. Military doesn't take much brains. It offers good benefits. I mean, there are many reasons, but at the end of the day, you gotta realize you were only in Afghanistan because some people, certain interest groups wanted you there. That is the only reason, not for some altruistic, patriotic reason. You were never a hero, sorry brother. And now Taliban is back in power, more powerful than ever before. What are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, just tough stuff, man. And now they are coping with Trump, thinking that Trump is gonna save them. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are not on your side. On the side of people like Matthew, that is. Just another sad case of people trying to find a meaning in their lives. And some of you have been saying, oh yeah bro, talk about this, the latest H-1B visa discussions. How Trump backpedaled there. You were proven right, Rehab. Talk about that. Guys, it is like predicting 8 o'clock at 7:30. The Manosphere, right after the elections, they were celebrating. Oh, we have saved the Republic. Man came together and saved the Republic. You haven't saved anything, brother. Instead of people crossing the border without a visa, now you will have diploma mill graduates from poor countries crossing the border. Legally, with a valid visa. That is the difference you are going to get with Trump. You have not saved anything.
And we're going to come save you. And that's what happened last night. Is men saved the Republic.
And honestly, guys, that H-1B visa discussion was funny. How Elon turned on the very demographic, the very same people that got Trump elected. And understand, guys, it was destined to be this way. It was always gonna end up like this. This was destiny. I mean, anyone should have seen this coming. Anyone with a triple digit IQ. Regardless of their political stance, political affiliations. Anyone could see this coming. Anyone but oofy doofies. The only thing surprised me in that whole thing was Trump slipping and actually admitting it on camera. I never had a doubt that Trump would do something like this. But admitting it, I didn't really expect it.
I didn't change my mind. I've always felt we have to have the most competent people in our country. We need competent people. We need smart people coming into our country. We need a lot of people coming in. We're going to have jobs like we've never had before.
Because what you do as a politician is to please your crowd, saying, oh, we don't want this to affect American workers in a negative way. We will make sure this works without any exploitation. American workers first, meanwhile issuing H-1Bs left and right. So it is a bit of a tactless act on Trump's part. A blunder, if you will. But that is how Trump is, guys. When he's talking off script, script he is given by his handlers, he can't say anything. Trump is not a calculated guy. Bro, that is not something you say out loud. That is one of the things you get done silently behind the scenes, but don't announce to the media that you are gonna do it. Trump is a guy hip firing a lot.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East.
But so you still think he should be impeached?
I think it's my turn, isn't it?
You do whatever you want. You call it whatever you want. I want to tell you, they lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay. All right.
But of course, guys, what did you expect? At the end of the day, American workers are just a means to get richer for people like Trump and Elon.
And that's why I brought on today somebody who I think has some thoughtful perspectives on the future direction of our country, of our conservative movement, and on this question of nationalism and national identity, somebody who I've been fascinated by for a long time and have interacted with on social media, but for the first time we're having at least a live form conversation in the offline sense of it. It's Ann Coulter. So Ann, thanks for coming on, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
And that was a great opening segment. Lots of things to talk about there. Oh, and I agreed with many, many things you said during, in fact, probably more than most other candidates when you were running for president, but I still would not have voted for you because you're an Indian. We'll get back to that.
And now that they've already won, Elon is openly calling the very same people that got Trump elected deplorables. Deplorables that must be purged from the Republican Party. You know, the kind of people who don't vote in other presidential elections, who are not conventional Republicans, but come out to vote for Trump. The truth is, Elon always looked down on those people. You are nothing more than some useful idiots. Why do you think Trump always focuses on immigration during his campaigns when he's running for president? To get you to vote. He knows what you are. He knows who you are. What is going to get you to vote? And once he got your vote, he can go back to his ways. And Elon knows this too, of course. He knows who got Trump elected. But now that they have got what they wanted, they can say and do whatever. The next election, they'll just find another Donald Trump that you will think is all about saving the republic. They don't have to worry about the next elections. Now they got your oofy-doofy vote, they can issue H-1Bs, bringing modern slaves, increasing their profit margins at the expense of American workers. I mean, I am mind blown that people are surprised and feel like they've been betrayed. Bro, they had been already doing that stuff. It is called outsourcing, another form of H-1B. It already exists. But when it comes to outsourcing or cheap labor force, all of a sudden they want the government to stay out of it. Perfect competition and free market, right? Remember, Oofy Doofy, you can't just buy products for cheap from China and save your hard-earned money that belongs to Elon Musk. No, they don't like that. You have to buy the overpriced American product. Tariffs. As Trump puts it, his favorite word in the dictionary. So you don't get to enjoy cheap products from China. Meanwhile, they are free to outsource. Then it is called free market and competitive advantage. You know, perfect competition and free market for them, tariffs for you. And you gotta love how they try to frame tariffs as not a tool to protect their profit margins, but to bring jobs. But tariffs, in reality, the vast majority of tariffs are not imposed on American companies with factories overseas. If the motive was indeed just bringing the companies back home, there are other ways to incentivize that than making people pay more if they want to enjoy cheap products. The thing is, they don't want you to buy the products as cheaply as they are in China. No, if you want to buy that from China, you can bet we will make sure it is as expensive or even more expensive than what you would pay just buying it domestically. Tariffs and regulations for you, tax cuts, H-1B spam, and free markets for them. They can bring foreign workers or just outsource if it can be done remotely. But when it comes to you, 200% tariffs on foreign products. And of course, they all shill for it under the disguise of trickle-down economics. Oh, trickle-down, oofy-doofy, don't worry about it, brother. It will trickle down. It is like a Chad claiming that the Stacey's will trickle down. When it comes to them, oh, we believe in the free market. You know, companies should be allowed to outsource and see competitive advantage in other countries. Of course, they want to bring those so-called talent, you know, aka cheap labor from diploma mills abroad to the US, to the West. And they want it to be merit-based with no quotas. The thing is, the workers they are going to bring over, those people are willing to live on peanuts. They can't leave the company or else they will face deportation. They will have to work overtime with no pay. They can basically be underpaid modern slaves for those corporations. Look behind their words, guys. The culture, they say culture, right? Vivek was tweeting about that. It made me laugh. Oh, the culture, hardworking culture is why we were so rich and so dominant in the past. Come on, man, please. But guys, make no mistake. They want a culture where it is normal to work even in the weekends. Just like those places where workers have no bargaining power. They want a culture where there are no safety nets for people to fall back on. Where it is normal to work countless hours. That is the culture they want. They want these questions and requests to be normal in the West as well. That is what they want. A culture where it is normal to discuss whether workers should have even one day off, one day a week off. Guys, in a lot of poor countries, it is very normal to work on Saturdays. They want that in the US as well. Wait, why is this guy having free time on Saturdays on his hands when he can make me more money? That is how they think. To the people you serve, your lives mean nothing. Oofy doofy, go back to work. What do you even need the Saturday and Sunday for? What can be more important to you than making me richer even on the weekends? That is the culture they want. Because guys, understand, in their eyes, you are nothing. Do you really think those CEOs enjoy paying their engineers, especially in the US, 100K, 150K a year? People, you know, who want their off days, who don't want to do extra time. Guys, your replacement is ready. And in this day and age, for a lot of jobs, not all but for a lot, they don't even need to bring them to the West physically. Third world contractors are ready to do the job for a fraction of the money. And I also love how Vivek was coping in the replies in that tweet. Oh, the America is what the culture is all about. It is the culture. It is the hardworking culture is why we were so dominant. What are you talking about, dude? America didn't have the massive competitive edge in the past they had because they were simply more hardworking than other nations or because they didn't celebrate jocks and celebrated the hardworking sub-fives instead. Dude, if anything, the US has always been good at celebrating the genetically gifted over the nerds. I mean, it was such a laughable claim that being hardworking and celebrating the nerd culture is what made America dominant in the 19th and 20th centuries. I mean, I'm not gonna go into all the historical reasons. I don't wanna turn this into a 7-hour-long MTOW video, but I will say this. There is simply no going back to the old times when the US could dominate the way it used to, as hard as it used to. The world wars are over. Other nations are catching up. The gap now is a lot smaller than it was 100 years ago. The circumstances and times are different. Oh bro, just let me bring underpaid foreign workers to the US to work for me for peanuts. That will bring the old times back. Sure, brother. And Vivek got brutally checked in the comments. People were bringing up the fact that how the lazier past generations actually had even bigger advantages over other nations. Vivek was coping so hard to disguise his scheme to fill the West with H-1B underpaid workers under the rhetoric of, oh, the old American culture is what America, a rich country, where everybody wanted to immigrate to. And they are framing their modern slave program as, oh brother, it will bring the jobs back. American companies will move their factories to the US to not pay tariffs. And of course, all the right-wing oofy-doofies are gonna eat it up. People like Bob and Matthew. I mean, you just seen the IQ and brilliance radiating from his manifesto. What else did you expect? Guys, will there be no changes? There will be some changes, but not the ones that matter. Not the ones that will undermine the interests of Elon Musk, the likes of Elon Musk. They will pay some lip service and make sure that there is some hysterical leftist outcry. They are going to produce some viral videos, ICE deportation videos. They will make sure that there is some outcry to please their crowd. And they are going to say, look, look at the leftists. They are crying and seething over the deportation videos. You see that, guys? ICE raided this house and family were left crying. Are you guys tired of winning yet? But at the same time, under the table, they will ship your jobs to India. Don't expect things that matter to change. They are not gonna let anybody undermine their interests. That is the one thing you can bet on. Don't be a free agent in life.